Time for the first look at the business news this morning. And we look at inflation. First up, rapid growth in one half of the inflation pictures, unlikely to be enough to stop further interest rate cuts from the Reserve Bank. Yesterday's Consumers Price Index showed a fall in tradable inflation. That's prices for goods and services that face offshore competition. But inflation for the non-tradable side, such as rents, council rates, often seen as a measure of domestic inflation, it hit an eight-year high. An independent economist, Cameron Bagri, still expects a November rate cut from the RBNZ.
They're forward-looking, and if you look at where growth is at the moment, well, the growth picture is soggy, and that tells me then that 12 months down the track, they're going to see less inflation pressure as opposed to more. So they need to give the economy a bit of a shot in the arm to get inflation and the economy back up.
And we'll hear more from Cameron Bagri on that issue around 10 to 7. And to fast food, where the big operator in the sector, Restaurant Brands, has decided to cut its interim payout to shareholders, and that's being welcomed by analysts. Instead of paying a dividend, the company, which runs the KFC, Pizza Hut, Carl's Jr., and very soon the Taco Bell chains, plans to invest heavily in its business. It's going to roll out 60 new Taco Bell stalls across Australia and New Zealand over the next few years, the first of which will open in Auckland next month. Well, senior research analyst at Craigs Investment Partners, Mohandeep Singh, says the company's plan for growth is the right one.
They're highly cash generative. There's no issue around the business as it stands today in terms of, you know, paying for those refurbishments and paying for the new stores that they're rolling out. They've got plenty of cash to do that.
And we'll hear more from Mohandeep Singh about Restaurant Brands' plans in about half an hour. To the financial markets, Wall Street is marginally lower. This time it's a US congressional bill about Hong Kong protests, and it's feared that that may cause some troubles with China, which takes a rather close view on Hong Kong and a rather dim view to anyone who opposes its view. The Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 23 points. That's about a tenth of a percent. The other main indices, the NASDAQ is down, as is the S&P 500. Our own top 50 index, though, it always seems to buck the trend. It was up about 100 odd points yesterday, 11,177, I think it is. That's getting close to record territory. And on the currency front, New Zealand dollar 62.7 US cents and 92.8 Australian.